The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. You know, while we are in this sheltering in place format, I'm inside the web studio in my home office while Mr. Weintraub is inside the MDN studios. You know, essential services are still in operation, right? Well, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor is an essential service. They do provide an essential service during these times. And, hey, you might have a tree falling or about to fall. Maybe it's leaning, hanging perilously by, by a few strands of life before it falls on a house or in a driveway or in the street or over the sidewalk. You have emergency services like that. Our friends at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor can take care of them. But not only that, pruning, trimming, removal, stump grinding, you name it, Mike Porter and his team of highly trained and skilled arborists in Ann Arbor make any tree trimming and landscaping project a breeze. Each tree service they offer is environmentally friendly and prioritizes safety at all times. So you can feel confident that when you choose Monster, you're choosing the best. Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor serves all of Washtenaw and Livingston counties, and starting in May, they also will serve Canton and Plymouth. If you need them, go to whymonster.com. That's Y, W-H-Y, monster.com, or call Mike at 734-385-4444. Let's go to the phones. We do have the phone lines open, by the way. So 734-998-1050. Let's go to the phones and talk to Keith and Ipsy. Keith, what's up?
Good to be back on the air with you guys, Sam. And happy belated birthday to you. And good to hear Ira. Just a couple of obviously just opinions. That's all anybody has right now on the fall football. I'm believing that there's going to be people in the stands, even though my neighbor yesterday said, well, if the students aren't back at school, if they're all online, you're not going to have anybody in the stands. And then it occurred to me later, correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, most of the fans at U of M football games are alumni or season ticket holders and not just students. And I'm hoping that we'll have 100,000. I believe that, you know, you can't keep a whole society in the house, indoors, for 6 months. It's just not going to work. Like Jeff Goldblum said in Jurassic Park, life will find a way. Life has to break out. We've got to get out and get back in circulation. And I know this is a deadly pandemic, but we're gonna get through it. It's going to work its way through, and we got to get back out there. Got to get back to work and get things going again. And I think, and you can start out saying, oh, we're going to let a few people go back to work, but once you let a few, then everybody else is going to say, hey, what about me? And you're going to have to open the floodgates eventually, because it's everybody's going to demand it, without even going into our constitutional rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is Michigan football. How you doing, sir? Thanks. What do you think?
So, Keith, appreciate the birthday wishes. Thanks a lot. I don't have a breakdown the percentage of fans that are alums in the stadium, but I would guess, my guesstimate would be that the majority of fans in the stands are not alums, actually, would be my thought. And if Ira made the point earlier that if there are no students on campus at that time, if classes are still online at that time, then I don't know how you have a team. How do you have the players come back? The players are students. So how do you have them come back and the rest of the student body not come back? But I actually expect, and this is just my personal speculation on the matter, just listening to the medical experts talk about it, I expect that come fall. As a matter of fact, Dr. Fauci talked about this yesterday. Dr. Anthony Fauci One of the officials on the coronavirus task force was asked a question about kids returning to school in the fall. And he said, while he's not naive enough to believe that he can say with, you know, he could be absolutely definitive about saying kids will be back in school come the fall, he was optimistic about that, that by that time that you will have had, you know, a number of people get the virus and recover from it, develop antibodies. And so, you know, they expect for there to be, based on how viruses, not mutating viruses anyway, have acted or do act, they expect that to lead to some level of immunity for some period of time that's yet to be determined. But that being the case, he really expects between that, you know, our enhanced testing, you would expect by that point in time, some developed treatments by that point in time, you hope, not a vaccine, but treatments, that, you know, that it's reasonable to predict the return to school by that time. But the return to big crowds, you said that, hey, you got to let people out. You can't keep people cooped up. You can be out. You can get outside and be outdoors and experience life without being in a stadium with 100,000 people. So, you know, being out isn't necessarily being in a big crowd. You know, maybe we won't be to the point where you have gatherings. You know, at one point, you know, they lowered there was this lowering scale of what a large gathering was, right? They said, you know, you can't be in a place with of 250 or more, and then they lowered it, and then it eventually got to 10 or more, right? So you might get to a spot where you could have a reasonable expectation of some semblance of a social distance, right? But there's no social distancing in a packed stadium. So I could see that would be a limitation of football in the fall. Maybe you have the games, but maybe there is restricted access to those games. So you got friends and family in the stands. You know, maybe there's a lottery for fans to get in. I'm just speculating out loud. You know, maybe there is a way that you get, you know, a contingent of the fan base in the stands where it's not so crowded. But the notion that you're going to have packed stadiums, and that's a stretch. The notion that you'll have a packed stadium, I think that's really quick. Yes, we have to get back to society, and we got to get back to some semblance of the economy, right? But I think you're going to see it recover. You're going to see it be restored in stages. I don't think we're going to go back online 100% right away. It's going to be a gradual process, I think. And yes, people will get out, but they may not necessarily get out in the stadium. And even if they do, you mentioned the floodgates opening, and I made this point when we were talking about this the other day, Ira, even if they say, you know what, stadium is open to the public, come on out, I could see there being a sizable contingent of the fan base saying, you know what, I don't feel comfortable being in a gathering like that where people will be in such close quarters. I'm going to refrain from doing so. You'll have enough that say, I mean, hell, there are people going to the beaches now, right? So there certainly would be a lot of people that go anyway, you know, if they open things up. But I think there'll be enough that say no thanks that you wouldn't have 100,000 people in the stand. So I hear you, Keith. I understand the economic motivation here. You know, I understand the economic need here. But I still think health and welfare is prioritized at the top. And that, you know, finding some sort of happy medium will be the call to action for medical and public health officials. So we got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.